Well, I have been noticing all of the things that have been happening since the predictions that I had made in November.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it seems to have been very accurate. And I wanted to continue with those predictions, if I may.
Absolutely.
George, I'm really worried. I've been seeing an awful lot of fires, and I know we get fires every year, but not with what I'm looking at. I'm talking massive destruction in five separate states. And it seems like all at once these fires are going on. So between now and I'm going to say October, there is going to be massive destruction and fires. Now, also I'm getting in, I think you also mentioned the same thing because your intuition has been really, really right on the money.
Scary to me, Evelyn. I can't control it like you can, and I don't understand where it's coming from.
Well, don't control it. Write it down, because every time you get an intuition and you see that something does happen, it is giving your mind permission to give you more.
Okay.
So please, please, everybody out there, when you get a feeling, when you get an intuition, write it down. After it comes to fruition, you will see that your psyche, your intuition will be even stronger. We have earthquakes that are going to happen this year, okay, in California, in Oregon, and as you mentioned, in the Midwest.
I feel the Midwest. I do. I was back there several months ago. Evelyn, I felt, before the tsunami, I felt the ground rumbling, and I just, nobody else did, I did, and I went on the air and I said, this is weird, it's strange, I had a guest on, we talked about tsunamis. Now, I had no idea we were going to have a tsunami, I mean, I want to make that clear, but then something happened. What I did feel is that there was going to be a big event, I just don't know when and where.
Well, I think everybody lately has been feeling the same thing, and you can check with your audience later, because it's like they're waiting for the next shoe to drop. They know something's going to happen, but like you said, they don't know where it's going to be.
Now, is it all Earth change related, or is it something else, and you know what that something else could
well,
be?
Well, that I want to get into also, but before that, it is more Earth changes. We are going to have a continuation of more flooding, and I mean massive flooding, and again, in more than one state. You know that the hurricanes are going to continue. They're going to be stronger. We are going to have a Category 5. There is going to be even more tornadoes. All right, massive destruction this next year. Now, I had mentioned about the economy, and I was right about the gasoline prices, I was right about the crude oil prices, and I was right about, and when I said it, everybody thought I was crazy. I said that we were going to be in Iraq for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Well, lo and behold, just a couple of weeks ago, what have they been talking about?
Maybe 12 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, I am going to reiterate, yes, we are not going to get in Iraq. This thing is going to spread. I also mentioned Saudi Arabia. I was worried about terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia. And lo and behold, last week, what are they saying? Be very careful. They are now getting, what would you call
threats,
it?
Threats.
Threats, okay, that this is going to happen. I am in fear of the royal family. I feel that they need to be protected. So if and when, and I feel more when, Saudi Arabia has this kind of attacks that's been going on in London, I want to see the Saudi family being protected. Oil prices are going to hit $61 a barrel, and gasoline prices are going to go over $3 at the pump. I had mentioned I was worried about people as far as homes were concerned because interest rates are going to start going up, and they have. I said loss of jobs. You've been hearing nothing but massive layoffs. And even though they are trying to talk about the economy being stable, if you will go to foreclosures.com, you will see that there has been a 20% increase since last year in just the first 6 months of this year.
That's huge.
And that's in New York, California, and Vegas, just to name three. Now, these foreclosures are going to continue. And so, again, people want adjustable rate mortgages. As these interest rates go up, as these layoffs continue, they're going to be in trouble. And so I don't like what I am seeing, and I feel that there is going to be a major stock downturn.
How big a downturn?
I'm looking at October. You know, in November I had said that if the stock market dropped to 10,001 something, which it did on April the 13th.
Bounced back a little bit. It's around 10,500 or
right,
something now.
I said they would prop it up again. But then in October, because I gave a 30 to 36 month period of time on the economy, look for October, you're going to get another warning. The stock market is going to again drop. When it goes below 9,000, get prepared, people. We're in trouble.
Jeez.
Now, one more thing. And I deal with elements. I deal with nature. I have my altar open every night. And I deal and use nature and the elements. I have mentioned several times on our show that either the element of earth or the element of fire had been called into action. All four elements are now firing.
Is that unusual?
Very unusual. Any practitioner out there will back me up. If they're opening up the altar and they're calling upon one of the elements, they are having a very difficult time in controlling the power and the force and the vibration of it because it has been released. And that's telling me that what is happening with our weather is going to be extremely bad because all elements are firing.
And there's nothing we can do to control it, is there, Evelyn?
No.
We're stuck.
The only thing you can do a little to lessen would be possibly to put up a shield of protection, to do an awful lot of meditation and visualization rituals. That can, lessen the damage. It can also heighten your intuition, tell you to get out of harm's way, and I'd say listen to your gut feeling and follow it.